when you pray and God hands a prayer, all you can do is just glorify God. Because it's come quicker than you expected. When I got up this morning, 2 o'clock, the Holy Spirit wakes me up.
Yes, yes.
3:30, I was sitting at my kitchen table going over some things, what the Lord would have me to say.
Yeah.
And I asked the Lord to glorify yourself in your house.
Yes.
In your people.
Yes,
I want to let you know this come a little quicker than what I expect. But if you ask God for things and it come, you all know that you have to glorify God. God have been good to me. I'm just trying to calm down for a little bit because my heart is going a little fast. Because when you realize where you were before you were saved, the wretch you used to be, and now that you are saved, you can say, God have been good to me. I know me, and what I know about me, I don't know you, but what I know about me, God have been good to me. Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, we thank you and we bless your holy and righteous name. Thank you, Father, for the quickening of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for this great move into this house today. Thank you, God, for our pastor, God. Wherever he is, know God, the blessings of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide up in him. Strengthen him in every way, God, that you see fit and you know how. Thank you for bless his wife. No, God, thank you for bless this church, this congregation. Thank you for bless us all, oh God, our hearts and mind ready to hear a word. Thank you, God, for bless Reverend Dixon and his wife. Thank you for bless Minister Sher, Minister Jenkins. Thank you for bless all our family, God. Thank you, God, for your great move of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for bless these deacon, deaconesses. Thank you for bless all these visitors. Thank you for bless your children, God. Thank you for restoring. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. And thank you for your mercies. Thank you for love us, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Turn with me, if you can, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I need to slow down because I really need to talk to us this morning. Just talk to us about something.
Yes, all right. Yes, Lord.
I want to talk to us. 2 Corinthians, just listen on with me. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, and to the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in Achaia. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you have a Bible like mine, you put a subdivision between those two verses and verse number 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort.
Yes.
Who had comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves were comforted.
Yeah.
of God. For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounded by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is the effectual in the enduring of the same suffering, which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the suffering, so shall ye be also of the consolation. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearing and the reading of his holy word.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. If you're looking, Sister Deja, for a title, I can give it to you right now because we're going to take our time. The title is God. Of our comforter.
Yeah.
God is our comforter.
Yeah.
The Bible said in the 14th chapter of John these beautiful words, that everywhere we go to a funeral, or they use this for a funeral scripture, but truly, if you really know, this have nothing to do with the funeral that we are. But it said, let not your heart be troubled.
Right.
Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you, that where I am, there you may be also. My brothers and sisters in Christ, and our friends that worship with us this morning,
yes.
I thank God for this great opportunity,
yes,
to stand before you.
Yes.
I never know that I was, God have called me to preach some 18 years ago, which is the 2nd of January, 1998. If I'm wrong, these preachers can say it because they, we all call the same time. And I think it's the 24th day of February, God have us to preach what they call initial sermon. So we're doing this for 18 years. God have been good to me. God have been good to us. We have some bad days, and folks want to say, well, you are a child of God, you cannot have bad days. Well, whoever say that to you need to check his head or her head. I have some down days, and I have some mountaintop days. Some of the worst things that happened to me here, I just want to be plain with you this morning. And I need you to understand, because the reason why I'm saying this, the house of God is plagued with suffering. People have been going through things. And some of us have walls around us, trying to shut off those who will come and comfort us. Because I don't want nobody to know that I'm going through this. I don't want nobody to know that I'm going through that. Because what I'm going through is with me and God. But if you are a child of God, whatever you're going through hurts me. In 2007, my brother passed. Still was here. 2010, my father passed. Still was here. 2011, the hardest one of all.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to pacify or trying to take these things lightly. My son passed. Mm-hmm. You remember when we have that tornado? I was coming to this Saturday to church. I think there was a men meetings or something was going on. So I'm driving over Carando Drive coming this way. My telephone rang. My son's sister called and said, Wallace Jr. is dead. I stand sitting in my car and driving, and all I can say, help Jesus. Help Jesus. In the course of the hurricane, I didn't have a key for his apartment, and I'm going down there knocking on the door. No answer, so I call his mother, find out, have you seen Junior? No, we trying to call him. So they call the police and go down and found out that he passed away. I called pastor when I was coming over here. Said, I can't come to the meeting. My son just passed away. He said, okay, he is at the meeting, so he will meet with me later on. I said, okay. So I called Reverend Dixon, our bishop called Reverend Dixon, and we meet down there. And when I say to you that I love Reverend Dixon, you may not understand. We've been around for quite a while. And you always, when people do good things for you or when people are gone, you say good things about them. I say it to your face. Because you're living, so I need you to hear it. And he was there with me, down at the bottom of Hancock Street, where my son lived in his apartment down there. And when I couldn't stand to see, they take my son out, my boy, into body bag. Tears have been flowing. That's my boy. That's my lost child. I didn't supposed to bury my child. He's supposed to bury me. Dixon was there to encourage me. Console. Comfort. How do I go through divorce? All these things happen to me from I'm here. How do you go through these things, Wallace? How you make it?
I hear you.
The Word of God. The Word of God.
Yes, sir.
No other way.
Yes,
Pastor can hug me and pray all the time.
Glory.
Dixon can encourage me all the time. These sisters, preachers can pray for me and encourage me all the time. You can pray for me all the time, which you all do. But the word. Without the word of God, I wouldn't be standing here this morning. I'm just trying to help somebody. That whatever you're going through, God Almighty, if you trust God and depend on God, God will lead you through. And in all that, God have placed a woman into my life. Every time my wife, when she want to act up, say to me, if we have met when we were younger, what do you think would happen? So I just sit there. Then she started to laugh because that's the only person in the world I know can give their own jokes and laugh about it. I don't know nobody else can do it. But God have given me this woman who is there by my side. Sometime when I'm in my room, she kneels down in her room praying. I'm upstairs, I can hear she praying. Look me in the eye and say, it is well. It is well. It is well. So I lift up all the people who are very close to me and really stand by me. When you're going through things, you have to look to God for your direction. You have to look for God for comfort. I'm working Chicopee and stand up at Arnold's meet and receiving and open the door and just looking down the road and said, Junior, my son, coming home from work, crying, stand on my job, crying, I miss my boy. That was my child. Every time that he and I talk on the telephone or come to my house and we talk, I hug him as big as he be. I love you, Junior. I love you, Dad. That's how we work. So when I call my son and cannot get him, and I never erase the last message that he leave on my phone. Keep it there. I'm just telling you, my son gone. Your son is my son. Your daughter is my daughter. Your mother is my mother. Your father is my father. And in the midst of that, the brother that I follow passed away 4 years ago now. Didn't go to his funeral. Not because I didn't have the money to go, but I've been to my older brother's funeral in New Jersey. And bring the plan of salvation to him and he received Christ. Right in his hospital bed. Amen. When they called me from Jamaica and said, if you want to see your father again, come. Before the week over, I go to Jamaica, visit my dad, sit beside his bed and say, Dad, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Do you believe that he's God's son? Do you believe that salvation is only in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone? And the Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him, Jesus, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He said, yes, son.
My, my, my.
I glorify God. My job was over. So when I came back home, December 23rd, he passed away. I'm saying this to say to somebody that there's somebody here going through something. You are a Christian. You're sealed. And to the day of redemption, you cannot lose your salvation. But right there, my brothers and sisters, there are somebody going through something, and you read the Bible, you're praying to God, but still it seems like everything that in front of you is all darkness. You ask the question, why, Lord? How am I going to make it, Lord? Help Jesus. Help Jesus. Help Jesus. And the more you call on God, it seems like more it gets worse. But I want to tell you, my brothers, hold on to Jesus. Don't let go. Hold on to Jesus. Pray. Seek his face. Early. Get up in the morning. Seek his face. You're going to job, to your work. Seek his face. You're on your job. You just start praying. Nobody know what's going on. You're walking down the corridor. You just keep praying. Nobody know what's going on. Because God is moving in your life. Because what's going on in you? Sit in your cubicle, you're praying. That's how I make it. That's how I make it. That's how I make it. One of my favorite scripture in the Bible. I read this scripture in 1996. And I can almost rehearse it verbatim. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 1 and 2. God of directed the prophet to talk to the children of Israel about to go into exile, but God's still going to have mercy upon them. Well, God said to Isaiah, comfort ye, say to them, comfort ye, my people, say to your God, speak comfortable unto Jerusalem. What God was saying to the prophet, the word of God is saying to the prophet, speak tenderly. Speak loving. Speak with some joy. Speak with some encouragement. Speak with some hope to my people. Let them know they can make it and they're going to make it. Oh, my brothers and sisters in Christ, all of us need some encouragement. Everybody needs somebody to encourage you. Everybody needs some sympathy. Everybody needs some pity. Everybody needs to be comforted. Everybody needs some understanding. Everybody needs to hear that somebody will listen to me. Somebody will encourage me. Everybody need it. Yeah. In the 46th Psalm, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That's the God I serve. Yeah, Reverend Dixon, you've been good to me. God have been good to me. Yes, sir. Then I mess around in that same scripture and read a little more. Yeah. And it said, be still and know that I am God. Yes, I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. That's the God. When you're going through what you're going through. I want to let you know, in the church, one of the things that killing the church, and we sweep it under the rug like it's nothing. This is serious business. And one of the things that really serious with the church is depression. How could I be coming to church and depressed? Get up to go to work in the morning, and you go to work. But you come back home, the shades is drawn. Darkness in your house. Let me bring it home closer to you. For 3 years, my wife wasn't working, retired. I'm working. Sometime at my job, she called. And she may sing a little song in my ear. That's how we works. Well. Then she said, I just called to tell you that I love you. I'm talking about my wife. I'm talking about y'all, because I know you, I don't know your wife, but this is how we work. I say, I love you, baby. I really do. We must understand. When I come down the road and when I park either in the yard or on the street, and I saw the curtain didn't separate the sunlight to come in the house, I just go in and take my shoe off and say, you okay? I say, yeah. All the time I've not working. Take a toll. Because I'm not there. It's just she alone there all day. This thing of depression, men and women, people of God, and we come to the house of God and we jump around and we dance around and the choir sing and we preach and act like something not going on. But when you go home, when we get into our own dugout, there is no coach. There is no manager.
Come on now.
I'm just trying to follow up from last week. Because I like football, and I was just sitting there grinning when the preacher were preaching, because it made me happy glad. Come on, man. But on a serious note, this thing of depression, it's serious. And if it was not the word of God, I would have fallen there when my son passed away. If it was not for the word of God.
That's it, right there.
I would have fallen in depression. Sometime when I don't want to go out, my wife said, come. Gets me out. Yesterday, I don't go to Walmart on Saturday because too much folk are there. So if I do go to Walmart on Saturday, I like to go early as it's open. So my wife went. I drove her because she you know, supposed to be driving. So we get up there at about 12 o'clock. Bad time. So I pull up and drop her off. And back up and sit in there. I say, I'll be in a minute. And for some reason, when God wants to show me something, I sit in my car just looking over papers and telling it's a time. And I step in the store, the phone ring. Where are you? I said, I'm right here. She said, you need to come and help because I can't reach stuff. So I'm getting down in the aisle and two aisles over and looking at my wife. I say, I stick up in the air. Pulling down stuff. And the only reason why I know, because she has one of them big wigs. So I know that, sir. Because I just dropped her off. So I rushed to get over there. And when I look, listen, my wife in one of those carts that you can drive around. And it hits me. Every time that you see people somewhere, don't laugh at them, but be a comforter or be a helper if they need help. I look, that's my wife sitting in the car. And I never said nothing to her until now. But my heart moved and said, this is what we're going to come to? I'm pushing you and you in wheelchair. Are you pushing me?
Wow.
That thing really hits me when I look at that. Yeah. Thanks be to God. June coming, I'll be 70 years old. Amen. I don't want you to tell me I'm looking good. I know I'm looking good. I know that. Don't want nobody to tell me that. I know. Now, not because of the clothing, but because God have been good to me. I say, I just want to talk to you to help somebody along the way. I've been working from I'm 7 years old. I know what hard work is. When I came to this country in the early 70s, I got 3 jobs. They said, we Jamaican, that's all we do work. But I got 3 of them. And the first one, I'm making $1.85 an hour. That was minimum wage. And at lunchtime, I got on the street and get the next one for $2 and something an hour. And when I get off at 11 o'clock, I have to walk all the way from West Springfield to come to College Street. In those days, nobody do you nothing. So when the choir was singing, that God have been good to me. And I get a little tear up because I know that God have been good to me. Well, since I sit there and talk to you so much and take up a lot of your time, Paul talk about something in the scripture. Paul said, grace be unto you and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. How, my brothers and sisters, do we explain grace? How do we explain the grace of God? How? God unmerited favor. God who looked behind all our faults and all our shortcomings and have grace and pour his grace in us. We don't deserve God's grace. All, if you like me, all we deserve is damnation. But God, Paul have written this letter to this church.
And Paul trying to encourage them, because in the First Corinthians, when Paul went on his first missionary journey, Paul found in this church, and in First Corinthians at chapter 5, there was some stuff going on in the church, and Paul didn't like it, and God didn't like it either. City of Corinth, where the Romans they take over, and they have one of the beautifulest shipping port now. And looking over there, all prostitution, all kind of and godly stuff was going on there, and false doctrine come in there, and somebody started to talk things about Paul and all kind of stuff. Paul get beaten. Read the 12th chapter of Acts. Beat him and throw him out and leave him to die. But the Bible says Paul get up the next day and go and preach God's word. I'm down, but I'm not out. Oh, because of Jesus. Yeah, God is our comforter. So the God of peace, grace and peace married together. You cannot have peace without you have grace. You cannot be a man, a Christian, without the grace of God. Amen. Cannot happen. Amen. And if you are unsaved, you cannot live a good life without Jesus Christ. I don't care how big your house is. I don't care how much money you have in the bank. I don't care how educated you are and your children. You cannot have grace and peace without Jesus Christ in your life. So I'm trying to talk to somebody this morning. You must get Jesus in your life. Must. Then after Paul have addressed them in grace and peace, Paul said to them, Paul invoke the blessings of God Almighty upon the saints and upon this church. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of mercies, the God of all comfort. That's the God we serve. When you're going through disappointment, heartache, trouble, and all kind of pain and disillusionment all kind of sickness and all kind of diseases, when pain have rocked your body that you don't know what to do, you wake up at night and all kind of stuff, when your children not working right and things that God is our comforter. God of mercy. Grown as my son is when he was alive. I love you, Junior. I love your dad. My daughter was here last year. When I said, God have been good to me, you all don't know. My wife and I went to Jamaica. I called this child and she hung up on me. So I didn't treat her right. I didn't say nothing. I just prayed. God, save her. Save her, Jesus, because I cannot fix the past, but the future. Save my child. Save her. God have been good to me. Right here. Right here. I sent for the same child. Come and spend vacation with me. My wife and I pay for her and her daughter. Went to New York, pick her up. Right here. She stand up and receive God. She received Jesus Christ as our Lord, our Savior. God have been good to me. I love you, baby. Went to Florida. Every time I go to Florida to visit my daughter that live in Florida, I would talk on the telephone. grown woman, have our own house, our own husband, and our children. I have my first great-grandchildren from out of that seed. I love you, Dad. I love you, baby. I say the answer to you is Jesus Christ. I don't care how educated you are, baby. It's Jesus Christ. So, as I try to comfort you, my brothers and sisters, the God of mercy and the God of all comfort. Now, when Jesus was getting ready to leave in the same 14th chapter that we just read of John and verse 27, Jesus said to his disciples, "My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Peace, my brothers and sisters. I know if you was here this morning at Sunday school, I know this word come up in it. I know. Peace is tranquility of the mind. Peace frees one from all worry and fear.
Yes, sir.
The peace of God. The mercies of God. The comfort of God. The joy of the Lord. Keep us. And deliver us. Without the peace of God. I told you I get up this morning at 2 o'clock. And I didn't tell you who wakes me up. I didn't wake myself up. But the Holy Spirit woke me up. And said, "Mercy said no." So I lay down. And he said, "Get up." So I get up and start to study. Then he said to me, "Cece, why not sing this song? Mercy said no. I am gone. I'm not going to let you go. I am not going to let you go. Go slip away. And do not have to fear. Mercy said no. Sin never take control. Darkness. Sin never take control. Life and death stood face to face. Darkness tried to steal my heart away. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no."
Yeah.
You all sing that song right here. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. And when you really want to sing, and when the choir director really want to let you all sing and glorify God, you just singing it. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. And you look around and folks screaming and tears falling because there is a connection going on with you and God. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy on us. That's how I get my deliverance from fall in depression and fall in darkness. And when I look in this church for at least 23 and a half years, I look some of the babies that was here being the deacon now have their own family, some playing the drum, some singing in the choir, some playing the music, the piano and the organ. God have been good to us, Solid Rock. God have been good to us. Mighty good. As we fade back, not stop working, but as we sit back and push them, go ahead. Go ahead, because God have raised up a generation to take over when we are gone. God have been good to us. Six times from verse number 3 to verse number 4, five times, Paul repeat this word comfort.
Yeah, yeah.
One time in verse number 6. Comfort. Who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves were comforted with of God. That's what I'm trying to help you with. The same comfort that I was comforted. Comfort is a gift from God. Because it said, listen to the verse now. Verse number 4. Who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we, who God Almighty of comfort, to comfort those that we see going through anything at all. That's our job.
Right.
We may not know everything that they're going through. But if you've been here, or you, let me say like this. You all been here for 24 years and before. You know us. You can sit there and look on our face, just like we sit here and look on your face and know there's something wrong. You don't have to spell it out. Besides, it's already spelled across your forehead. On our forehead, that something is wrong. And when the family is hurt, what kind of family could you in or you are in that hurting and you really don't understand and say something to God about it? God of comfort, the God of mercy, the God who comfort me. God comfort me that I can comfort you. Tell you, hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't leave. Don't worry. At my desk, my wife bought me this here plaque and put it on my desk. Before you go to bed, give your troubles to God. He will be up all night. Anyway, that's what it says. Give your trouble to God, because he will be up all night. Don't sit there and worry about it and let pain and have a heart attack about the situation. Give it to God, because you cannot fix it, but God can. One of the greatest scripture to me in the Bible that comfort me, in the 13th chapter of Luke, Jesus in the temple teaching and preaching with the rulers in there. And Jesus looked and saw a lady coming in, bend over. Old lady coming, bend over. And the Bible said, this is the only place in the Bible that I saw that Jesus physically called somebody. Jesus called her and said, woman, thou art loose. And the Bible said he took her and laid both hands on her and healed her. And she started to glorify God and praise God and worshiping God. And those that sit there all the time, couldn't do nothing, started to question Jesus. I come and heal on the Sabbath day. I have the same problems in the church. But she was comforted by God. Understand, 18 years of bent over, cannot look up. How many years are you carrying your pain? Your sickness. How many years? You're still coming. You're still praying. You're still studying. I said, travel on, my brother. Travel on, my sister. I'm praying with you. When you don't see me, don't worry. I'm praying for you. I know you. And when I see your face, I know something wrong. You don't tell me, but I know. Because the Holy Spirit already told me. Next one, I think, is the 5th chapter of Mark. Woman with the issue of blood. Jairus came. Said, my daughter lied at home, about to die. Come and lay your hand on her. And when Jesus on his way, the woman with the issue of blood for 12 long years spent all her money to every physician, and they didn't treat her right. No healing, no deliverance. But what she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll make hope. Touch. Jesus said, somebody touch me. Yeah. Right up Peter. Shout around. Master, you see all these folks strong you and say, somebody touch me. Jesus said, virtue. Yeah. Gone out to my body. Wow. Look around. Who it is? She couldn't bear it no more because she feel her body have been healed for 12 years. She have this issue. She come forth and explained to Jesus it was her. Jesus know, but he just want to make sure she know that I know that is you. She come forth to tell her.
Yeah.
Daughter, thy faith have made thee whole.
Yeah.
Go in peace. Mm-hmm. Blind Bartimaeus. Mm-hmm. Or Bartimaeus, or Bishop said it's supposed to be called. Standing on the roadside, begging for alms. Mm-hmm. Sit on his mat. There begging. In Luke's gospel, it says one man. In Mark, it says one. In Matthew 20:30, it says two. If you ever read that story, you should have started to shout long time and glorifying God. Listen, this man sat there, and all he want is some money to buy some barley cake or some fish or something, and he sit on his mat and begging. And when he heard the rumbling and trying to figure out what's going on, there says, Jesus of Nazareth, and he started to cry, Thou Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. God of mercy,
yeah.
Have mercy on me.
Yeah.
They say, shut up. They. The Bible uses the word that they say, shut up. You guys to be careful of they. Because they is in the church. They come to church every Sunday morning. They is trouble. They don't want to get delivered. And when you get delivered, they get mad. And when he started to cry, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Are you crying out for mercy for your situation that you're going through? What are you going through? Divorce? What are you going through? Separation from boyfriend or girlfriend? What are you going through? Sugar diabetes? Heartache? Heart problem? Palpitation of heart? What are you going through? Wife sick? Husband sick? Mother sick? What are you going through? You remember mama? And mama is gone? What are you going through? Sugar diabetes? Cancer? What it is? Cried out to Jesus like Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus cried out for mercy. Listen, Bartimaeus didn't cry out for money. And he was sitting there begging. Well, when Jesus called him,
yeah.
Jesus called him.
Uh-huh.
What would you want? What do you want me to do for you? Never let me get some bread. Never let me have some money, that I may receive my sight. Jesus said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." In Matthew Gospel, the same story. Well, Matthew, from a Jewish perspective, says two men cried out, Lord, have mercy on us. Corporate now. Same thing I'm doing. I'm crying out for God to have mercy on us this morning. Comfort us, Lord, with somebody with encourage. What is comfort? Comfort is somebody who will sympathize with you. Somebody will come alongside you to hold you, to encourage you, to counsel you, to walk right, to live right. Somebody will encourage you because you're carrying this heavy load. I know you talk to God about this thing. I know you do. But yet it's overwhelming. You feel like you're going into a wall all the time. If it's not your children, it's your wife. If it's not your wife, it's your children. It's something going on, some sickness going on in your body. Spend all kind of money from doctors to doctors, and it seems like nothing going on. No healing. No deliverance. Cried out to Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy. Have mercy on us. Have mercy. Comfort each other. The church is as strong as we love each other and comfort each other and encourage each other, because all of us here going through something, and we cannot deny it, we cannot hide from it. All we have to do is glorify God. When one person get delivered, we glorify God. If the whole congregation get delivered at the same time, we glorify God that God have raised us up and heal our body and set us free. Comfort each other. How would Paul speak these words to this church? Paul knew the state of what the church was going through. So Paul have to calm the church down with the word of God. Grace and peace be unto you. The Father of mercies and God of all comfort. Yeah. He's the one that comforted us. When you're going through things, children in jail, God. Right. You're feeling sick, go to the hospital, God. Mm-hmm. Sometimes my wife and I sit down to bless our meal, and all of a sudden, we just gone into long-distance praying. We're supposed to be blessing our meal, but somebody come up in our thoughts by the Holy Spirit. So we start to pray because somebody need deliverance. It's the church. Somebody in the church. I just not calling their name. I know who they are, but that's their business and that's my business. I ain't calling their name, but I know we start to pray. One of the easy one. You all know Sister Helen Reed. I'm going to call her name. Bishop called me, told me a couple of weeks ago she was in the hospital. Get a stroke. So I said to Bishop, listen, I just get up, let me shave and take a shower and stuff. He said, no, let him go down first. I said, okay, I'll come down about 1 o'clock. So I get myself ready, and 1 o'clock my wife and I go down. She there laughing and talking, and we start to pray. Amen. From home, not wait till we go down there. Amen. Because I said, God, I see your work in this church. Yeah. And we want this one to show the congregation and to show her family and to show the world that you're still on the throne. God of mercy, God of comfort, God our healer, God our deliverer. That's the God I call upon. Got on there, she talking. Following there, we got on there, joy bubbling over her face. Go to the rehab place that they send her, more joy. My heart is joyful. We give God glory for what God have done in our midst. We give God glory. This is not about Sister Helen. or about me or bishop. It's about God. As I get ready to close, you remember how auntie that we used to wheel in here? About 10 years ago before she passed away. Down at the hospital, I said she's not going to make it. Family gathered together. We believe God. The operator and auntie heart and all this stuff. We believe God. God of mercy. Bishop and I, Reverend Dixon and all, Mrs. Sharon, all of them, and we lay on and call out to our God. Yes, sir. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. God, this is your daughter. Move in her body, God. When Auntie passed away last year, I'm flinging you all the way back 10 years ago. That's the God we serve. So whatever you're going through, my brothers and sisters, whatever pain you're going through, call on Jesus. Because Paul said in the 7th verse, listen, that for our hope of you, steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the suffering, so shall ye also be of the consolation. Listen, you ever heard about this consolation prize? Listen, when you glorify God and when you pray to God, one of these mornings, when it's all over, Jesus is coming back. And you will be in the consolation prize. You will be glorifying God. And you will be magnifying God. Well, let me tell you something. As I am about to take my seat now, that same Jesus that we have been calling all morning, I look back at the tunnel of time, and Jesus, God, looked down and see that man messed up, and nobody could put man together again. And Jesus, God, take himself and infuse himself in Mary's body. Man ain't got nothing to do with that, but God Almighty, and have a son called Jesus. Oh, the Bible said, he walk all Jerusalem, that I can walk New Jerusalem. Oh, the Bible said, they whooped him all night long. Yeah, God, for my sin and your sin. They hang him at a cross, and there Jesus on the cross said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And somebody hung there. Oh, why don't you curse God and God die? The next one, thou fool. This man don't deserve. We deserve what we get. Well, I'm saying to you this morning, Solid Rock, what about this man in your life? Is Jesus in your life? Because the Bible said he goes to the grave and preaches to the dead and take away the key from that hell and the grave. But early. Yeah. Early. One Sunday morning. Jesus got up from the grave with all power in his hand. He's your God or not. If he's your God, glorify him. If he's your Savior, glorify him. If he's your Master, glorify him. If he's your Comforter, glorify him. Jesus. Jesus. My high tower, Jesus, my lily in the valley, Jesus, the bright as morning star, Jesus, the rose of Sharon, Mary's baby, Jesus, the Savior of the world, Jesus, the creator of heaven and earth, Jesus, my horn, Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my deliverer. Yes, sir. Is he your deliverer? Yes, sir. Is he your comforter? Yes, sir. Is he your master? Yes, sir. Is he your deliverer? Yes, sir. I say to you, my brothers and sisters, be comfort. Mm-hmm. Take comfort in God. Yes. Take comfort in the word of God. Yes. Hold on to Jesus. Yes. I don't care what you're going through. Hold on to Jesus. Maybe sometime Why deliverance has not come, not because you're not praying, but you're hooked up with the wrong person. And the wrong person don't mean you no good. So there's a block. Separate yourself from them. And let God heal your body. Let God heal your family. Let God deliver you. Let God soothe your heart. Let God comfort you. Pain. Comfortless. Depression. Serious thing. Why we don't get delivered. Depression make you hungry. Depression don't make you, let you don't want to get out of bed sometime. Darkness. Don't want to draw the curtain. Get in your own man cave. Or your own woman cave. Don't want to come out. Because of some depression. Paul was beaten. Several occasions. You read chapter 7, 2 Corinthians. All the way to the end, chapter 12 and 13, and see what happened to Paul, what he have been through. Read in Acts and see what Paul have been through. Paul said, I will press because, listen, they beat me. And when I couldn't find Titus, and when I do find Titus, when he come to Macedonia, my heart was comforted. When I don't see you, my brothers and sisters, my heart is not comforted until I see you. Your pain is my pain. When your children not doing right, my children not doing right. When sickness in your family, is my family sick too? Because we are family together. So I just stop by to comfort you. Hold on. Don't let go. Don't let go. We already won the victory, but hey, going home time is near. I don't know when, but soon, and very soon, our King will come back for us. And those that who don't know him, I don't know if we're going to fly. Are we going to go vertical? But I know we're going home.
That's it.
Because remember the scripture that I read in the 40th, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you. That where I am, there, my brothers and sisters, you may be also.